Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the fourth major category of emotional intelligence, which is empathy. And empathy stands alone. It's a competency and a skill, but it kind of stands alone apart from the other skills and competencies of emotional intelligence. I want to start today with a story. And maybe it's a story that resonates with you. The purpose of this story is to highlight the power of empathy. Now, I'm going to be honest, I may struggle through this story. This is a true personal story that if I struggle a little bit, give me a little grace if you would. Several years ago, I had an experience that I never wanted to have. January the 1st, 2016, I received a call from one of my sons. He asked me to sit down. That's never a good sign. I could tell he was struggling to tell me something, but didn't know how to say it. So I just encouraged him, just tell me what's going on. Then I heard the words that literally rocked my world. Dad, Nick died today. Nick is my oldest son. I just sat there. At the time, Nick was 33 years old. This was entirely unexpected. In moments like this, and I can remember specifically in my own mind, your mind either races or it shuts down. In my case, it was racing, thinking of all kinds of things. And then when it became overloaded, I just literally shut down. I couldn't even think clearly. I did my best on that phone call to comfort my other son. Well, fast forward a few years. I found myself listening to one of the pastors at our church asking for help with the grief counseling that our church provides. They had plenty of women who were willing to help, but no men. I remembered what I went through when I lost my son, and how much I wished at that time there had been another man that I could talk to about it. In that moment, I felt a massive wave of empathy wash over me for the men who had lost loved ones and did not have another man who could share that grief journey with them. I became a grief counselor because I know how devastating a loss like that can really be. Most people don't have my background in psychology and emotional intelligence that helped me work through my grief on my own. And honestly, becoming a grief counselor probably helped me more than anything because I was able to deal with my own grief, which in many ways is giving yourself empathy. We don't just give empathy to other people. We don't just practice it with other people. And yes, I want to say that my wife was a huge help during that time. She was an amazing support system for me. She has very high levels of empathy. For several years, I walked that grief journey with many different people. The skill that allowed me to help them the most was empathy. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Just listen and practice empathy. Well, let's transition now. That's a true story. but it shows the power of empathy. Let's now transition into talking about why empathy. Why is it important? I know why it's important in such a massive impact that an event like that has on someone. But what about day to day? Why is empathy important at home and at work? Well, empathy is a skill and a competency of emotional intelligence. It's literally a doorway to a deeper understanding of other people. If you could understand what someone else is feeling, their perceptions, and what is driving them, would that be helpful in connecting and communicating with them better? Absolutely. No doubt about that. So how does this help us? How does empathy help us? And why is it important? Well, here's some critical factors impacted by empathy, or maybe even a lack of empathy. How good quality are your relationships? Do you want to have better insight into what others are experiencing? Empathy brings an ability to have crucial conversations that bring about better results. It's a way to increase leadership effectiveness. And I want to stop there just a minute and talk about that. How does empathy, and this is where a lot of people, and I'll say it, I think it's different in different generations. I think some of the older generations, empathy, sympathy, emotions are a bit of a bigger struggle than some of the younger generations to understand those and practice those. And that's a generational thing, which I've experienced myself. But think for a minute about leading other people. And I don't care where that is, at home, at work, your sports team, wherever you are. Is it better to yell and tell, or is it better to engage people and encourage people? Well, we know what the answer to that is. Wherever you are as a leader, engaging people, encouraging people, inspiring people, drawing them to you is going to be far more influential than yelling and telling people what to do. And empathy is the bridge that is going to make that happen, make that possible. Empathy also enhances collaboration and connection with people. And here's an absolutely critical outcome of practicing empathy, and that is trust building, the ability to build trust more effectively. And it makes sense. Empathy gives us a deeper understanding of other people, what they're going through, their perspectives, their perceptions, their feelings. And the more that we can understand that, the better we are able to build trust with them. And these are just a few areas where empathy being practiced can make a huge difference. Let's define empathy. What is it? Well, many people confuse sympathy and empathy. I heard an easy way to think of differentiating the two. Sympathy is more detached. Gosh, I'm sorry you're going through that. Empathy is engaged and involved. Hey, how can I help? Tell me about it. How are you feeling about it? See the difference between the two? I happen to work closely with Six Seconds, which is the world's largest emotional intelligence organization. And here's their definition. Recognizing and appropriately responding to others' emotions. Now, I would add to that understanding other people's perspectives and perceptions as well. Empathy is a process of being curious, not judgmental. It is an authentic caring about the other person's feelings and their perspectives. Now, roll in some compassion and some grace, and you get a better feel for what empathy applied looks like. How well are you listening to someone? Can you understand the situation from their perspective? How do you respond to them? Is it kind of detached, like, I don't really want to get involved? Or is it more engaged? You really, truly do want to help them. You care about what they're going through. These are all great questions to gauge your level of how much empathy you're actually applying. So, how do we measure empathy? I think that's important to ask. If you want to grow empathy, then starting with a foundation of how much empathy you actually have is critical. I mean, how do you know if you're growing it if you don't know where you are right now? Now, here's some specific ways to measure empathy. You can do a self-assessment tool. So instruments like the empathy quotient, that test allows individuals to self-evaluate their empathetic abilities. You can do a 360-degree feedback. Gather feedback from peers, subordinates, supervisors, or other people if you're at home versus at work. That provides a comprehensive view of how you are showing up for others related to empathy. Behavioral observations. Observing how you respond in different social situations can be a very effective way to measure empathy. And then there's psychometric assessments. Tools like the 6 Seconds SEI, S-E-I, which stands for 6 Seconds Emotional Intelligence Assessment, that can help quantitatively measure empathetic skills. And that's important. There are many ways to get quantitative measures. I like the psychometric assessment approach because I've used them for decades. I know that they're highly validated. At least the ones I use are highly validated. And I know how much they help people. The reason I like the 6 Seconds assessment, it's easy to understand, it's easy to apply, and it just makes so much sense. So now we've measured our empathy level through some of these different ways. How do we start to apply that? And I think the application, when we talk about change in many ways, change starts from the inside out. How do we do that? It starts with creating an empathy mindset. And I talk about empathy as a mindset, which it is. It's a choice to think in new and more empathetic ways, increasing your level of empathy that you're applying with other people and with yourself. Remember, empathy is a two-way street. It isn't just for other people. It's also for yourself. There are specific actions and choices you can make to practice empathy and grow this EQ skill. Number one, to create this mindset we're talking about, be curious instead of judgmental. Number two, check your bias. You may not believe the same things the other person does, but that does not make them less important or make them worth less respect. Number three, respect is a companion to empathy. If we respect other people, it is easier to practice empathy with them. I think that makes a lot of sense. Number four, understand that as well as we know someone else, there is still much about them that we do not know. I'm going to run through a list of things that we may not even think about when we're collaborating or communicating with someone else, but there's a whole lot about that other person that you may not know that is going on in their lives. Let me read that list. Their current beliefs and the rules that they live by. You may or may not know those things. Their self-talk, their current emotional environment, which, by the way, can change fairly rapidly, what personal issues they may be dealing with, and how is that impacting them right now? Their stress levels. What triggers strong emotions for them? Do you know what triggers strong emotions for you? That's self-awareness. But empathy is starting to understand what triggers strong emotions for other people. What embedded patterns do they have? How do they deal with specific situations? What are those patterns? We may not know that. Past experience or trauma in their lives that can impact them in the way they behave, the way they interact with other people. And here's something else to think about. Come up with new patterns for yourself to choose to practice empathy. So there's a lot that we may not know about other people, but as we're creating this empathy mindset, we can literally create new patterns in our own mind, our own brain, which chooses empathy more often. How do we do that? Don't negate the needs of others. Take time to connect and understand the other person. And that time thing is really important because everybody I talk to says, I'm too busy. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. We're too busy. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I would be a very rich man right now. Time is precious, but it's precious to connecting and communicating well with other people. Believe that you can operate with empathy. I think that's really important. If you don't believe that you can practice empathy, then you're not going to do it. Come up with a few questions that will open the door to better understanding the other person's situation, their perspective, and their feelings. And reflect on how you practiced empathy after the interaction. So do a replay afterwards. How did I practice empathy with this other person? And I'll share some ways to practice empathy here in just a minute that I think will be very helpful. Well, let's get to that. To make this very, very practical, here are some specific ways to practice empathy and also to grow this EQ skill of empathy as you are practicing empathy. Now, the first thing to think about is active listening. Focus on understanding the speaker without interruption or judgment. Active listening means being 100% present, not looking at your phone, not doing other stuff, but being fully present in the moment with that other individual. And if you can start to build that practice alone, it will significantly enhance the way you practice empathy with others. You will be surprised at how effective that is. Number two, reflect on what is being said and respond thoughtfully. So think of a perspective as well. This is number three, perspective taking. Try to see the situations from their point of view, even if it differs from your own. The next one, emotion recognition training. What does that mean? Well, it's emotional literacy. It's enhancing your emotional literacy to understand what different emotions are, how they impact people, how they impact you, so you can enhance your ability to recognize and understand other people's emotions through their facial expressions, their tone of voice, their body language. And we're all set up to have an emotional radar. We actually have this thing in our brains called mirror neurons. Mirror, just like looking in a mirror and seeing your face. Mirror, we have a radar that picks up emotions from other people if we allow ourselves to practice that, to allow that to happen. That's an important way to understand the emotions of others and how they impact them. Here's another one, empathy mapping. Now, this technique involves creating a visual map that explores what others are seeing, hearing, thinking, and feeling. If you can start to use something like that, and maybe you're just doing it in your own brain, or maybe you're jotting it down somewhere, whatever you're doing, if you can start to create that map, you can get a really good idea of where they're going and how you can best help them. Role-playing exercises. Engage in scenarios where you assume the role of another person, and that can deepen your understanding of experiences, of their experiences. Here's another one, volunteering and community service. It's a wonderful way to enhance empathy. These activities can expose you to diverse perspectives and situations. They can broaden your empathetic understanding. Sometimes, and we live in a world, depending on who this is that is listening to me right now, most of us live in a world where we don't worry too much about very basic needs, like food and shelter and those kinds of things. There's a lot of people that don't live like that around the world. And sometimes putting yourself in a place where you can see other people and where they live and what their life is like without maybe a lot of those comforts that we have, that's an eye-opener, and it is a wonderful way to ignite empathy. Mindfulness and reflection. There's another way. Practice mindfulness. And what is mindfulness? It's stopping and thinking about situations, working through things in your mind, giving your brain time to work through different things, and understanding the impact that they're having on you, your responses to things. That's what reflection is. You know, what did I think about this? How was I feeling about it? What actions did I take? That's reflection. And then emotional regulation. And that's a previous episode that we did on self-regulation. Managing our own emotions effectively can prevent personal feelings from overshadowing the ability to empathize with other people. Empathy is a competency and a skill that can be grown and developed. The greater your capacity and ability to practice empathy, the greater your opportunity to have more success and to have more satisfaction in your life. And the better you're able to connect with others in more productive and effective ways. Sounds like a great pathway to me. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.